Chapter 20, Section 4, The Columbian Exchange and Global Trade. Before you read. In the last section, you read about the slave trade. In this section, you will learn about other kinds of trade. The Columbian Exchange. What was the Columbian Exchange? There was constant movement of people and products from Europe and Africa to the Americas. The large-scale transfer of foods, plants, and animals was called the Columbian Exchange. Important foods such as corn and potatoes were taken from the Americas to Europe, Africa, and Asia. Some foods moved from the Old World to the New. Bananas, black-eyed peas, and yams were taken from Africa to the Americas. Cattle, pigs, and horses had never been seen in the Americas until the Europeans brought them. Deadly illnesses also moved to the Americas. They killed a large part of the Native American population. Question 1. What did the Columbian Exchange take from the Americas, and what did it bring? Global trade. How did business change? The settling of the Americas and the growth of trade started an economic revolution. This revolution led to a new set of business practices still followed today. One was the rise of an economic system called capitalism. It is based on private ownership of property and the right of a business to earn a profit on money it has invested. Another new business idea was the joint stock company. In this type of company, many investors pool their money to start a business and share in the profits. Question 2. What is capitalism? The growth of mercantilism. Why were colonies important in mercantilism? During the Commercial Revolution, European governments began to follow an idea called mercantilism. According to this theory, a country's power depended on its wealth. Getting more gold and silver increased a country's wealth. So did selling more goods than it bought. Selling more than it bought would result in a favorable balance of trade. Colonies played an important role because they provided goods that could be sold in trade. The American colonies changed European society. Merchants grew wealthy and powerful. Towns and cities grew larger. Still, most people lived in the countryside, farmed for a living, and were poor. Question 3. Why were colonies important to European mercantilism?